The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Motor Bunny, the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator that offers fabulous creative sexual experiences. We use it and it rotates, it vibrates, and it delivers mind-blowing orgasms. Enjoy Motor Bunny as your favorite sex toy. When you order the Motor Bunny, multiple attachments are included along with the Link controller, which allows wireless control from anywhere. Motor Bunny is the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator on Earth. Use the link in the show notes and spice up your sex life with a Motor Bunny. You're listening to Kinky Cocktail Hour, a conversation between adults about sex-forward relationships, kinky lifestyles, and frank communication. If you're under 18, please stop listening and visit scarletteen.com. I'm Lady Petra, and my pronouns are she, hers, and we.
I'm Saffa Master, and my pronouns are him, his, and we.
And this is Kinky Cocktail Hour.
Cheers! Cheers! So what are we drinking tonight?
We're having martinis.
I think it's our go-to drink.
It's our go-to drink.
Yeah.
So it's real simple. 8 parts of your favorite gin, 1 part of dry vermouth, couple full dropperfuls of orange bitters. Rest. Let it rest. You might stir it a couple times and then just let it sit while you do other things. Come back to it. About 30 to 40 turns is what I did this time. Then I let it sit again while I was getting the glassware out and getting the garnish ready. And then pour it, strain it into the glasses, ice cold glasses, and serve it with an orange twist. I also express the oils out of the twist before I put it.
It gives that beautiful orange aroma, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
Clean, smooth, it's, just like a martini should be.
We've got this down to where it's like.
It's like rocket science for us.
Definitely a perfect martini.
The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Slub USA, the world's strongest, most powerful male masturbator. Visit Slub USA at slubbb-usa.com. Today's conversation is brought to you by WeMinder, a behavior chart app for kinky couples like us. Learn more at WeMinder.app.
Very interesting conversation we're going to have today. Yeah. Our friend Michael DeCrow at the Crow's Nest asked me to invite Diane Keller and Oscar onto the conversation because Diane is coming to Seattle to teach a workshop, a needle play.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Diane and Oscar, welcome to the conversation.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
We're very happy that you're here. So Diane, we always begin our show by inviting you to share your journey as a sexual creature. So tell our listeners how you discovered yourself as a sexual creature and how that unfolded over time.
J'avais très envie de d'avoir une féminité plus puissante, plus forte.
She was very interested to have a feminine sexual life, very interesting, not a vanilla life. And she created her personage of Diane Keller. And she started to work as Diane Keller. And to be involved in like a domina.
Gotcha. Okay, so I guess the question I really have for you, Diane, is when you discovered yourself being involved in kink as an adult and you began to explore needles, what was it about needles that got your attention?
C'est un outil qui est devenu la continuité de mes mains, de mes doigts. Je pouvais faire un BDSM artistique.
It's a tool that is the continuation of her fingers, of her hands. And it's a tool that it's fantastic because she's able to tell stories, to create stories and to tell stories with the back of the people who are receiving the needles.
So is it, I hear you saying tell stories. So is it an artistic expression, like creative artistic expression? In the way you place the needles, like the design itself, or is it the intensity that you do? How does that come off with a story?
Oui, c'est une histoire artistique dans le dos des gens. J'aime savoir que j'embellis mes soumis, je les rends plus beaux, je leur donne une capacité.
It's clearly artistic, an artistic approach, really only artistic approach. It's the option to have the people to be more beautiful, to create something and to have the people who is really beautiful and to show to the people that they are beautiful with the picture of the needle on her back.
So it seems like, although needle play can often be categorized as sadistic in nature, just purely, and I've seen needle play in patterning designs and beautiful art, if you will, where do you lie? Is it a little bit of both for you, Diane, or is it purely artistic? Where do you lie in that as dominant?
J'aime aussi faire des aiguilles avec du sadisme et de la douleur. Je sais aussi faire de l'aiguille.
She can also have a sadistic approach. For example, on the cork, on the nipples. But his main, we'll say in two brackets, his main sadic approach is to have the possibility to keep the model during a very, very long time, for hours, to be able to support, to be able to have the needles for 3, 4, 5 hours. It's really on that sense that she prefers to work. Create something that also is beautiful, because at the end, she will take a picture of the final picture you will have on the back, and it's always very, very amazing.
Very interesting. So one of the things I'm curious about is that needle play produces chemical changes in the subject. And I'm curious, over a 4-hour period, because you said 4 hours, I'm curious how the subject's experience in subspace, for example, changes over 4 hours.
Je ne sais pas si ce n'est que moi, mais je pense qu'avec beaucoup d'écoute...
She doesn't know if she is the only one to do it, but what is very important for her and what allows the people to support for a very long time is that she really cares about the model. She has a lot of bienveillance, she has a lot of attention, she really cares about the people. And if you really care about it and you have all the attention you need with the guy, it's possible to stay for even 5 hours. But it's really a human approach. You need to have really a feeling with the guy. It's not only sadistic. You have to create a feeling with the guy. You have to create a connection with the model.
That's interesting. So I'm interested to know, because there's an artistic aspect to it, but there's also a sexual aspect to it. So how do you differentiate between artistic needle play and sexual needle play?
Je fais la différence entre les deux, mais même quand on fait du needle play artistique...
She makes a difference between artistic and sexual, but what is very important for the people is that at the end, they feel really better, they have a better feeling, they have more confidence, and it's really that aspect that is a kind of sexuality for the guy. The guy is they are quiet, they are very, very quiet, very calm, and they feel better. And it's similar to the end of a sexual session.
Yes.
The feeling you have at the end, yes.
It's empowerment.
It's really a kind of empowerment.
Yes.
Empowerment.
Mm. Empowerment, yeah, that yeah. Euphoria that comes after sex, I understand.
Yeah.
So I'm interested, you know, I know you teach needle play, but do you do other things as well, or are you strictly in the needle universe as a mistress?
Non, pas du tout. Moi, je travaille beaucoup avec le shibari.
Needle play is not the only activity of Diane. As a domina, she is also involved in shibari, bondage, mummification. She is really specialized in hard BDSM, not soft. She likes the hard BDSM, the hard practice. But domina is only part of the activity of Diane, because Diane is also making a conference. She was also a speaker in a radio in France. And qu'est-ce qu'on fait d'autre encore? And she writes books also. She writes already one book, and the second one will be ready, we hope, next month.
Yes.
After the tour in the US. She will add a long paragraph about the tour of the US because we are sure that we will have a lot of experience to share in the book.
Oh, you will for sure. Tell us about the books, Diane.
Le livre s'appelle De fil en aiguille.
It's a story of a domina during 4 years. And she explained how she started to work with the needle and to be an expert in the needle. Also in explaining the most interesting contact she has with his subs. It's a lot of human experience. She shares the human experience she has with all the subs she meets during 4 years.
Got it. And the title of that book is Getting Under Your Skin?
Yes, it's a title in English. The book is currently under translation. The book will be translated in English, and we hope to receive the final version in July.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to reading it. I'm interested about the United States tour you have planned. I know you're coming to Seattle, and I know that you're going to be at the Crow's Nest. So tell us first when you're going to be at the Crow's Nest, and also what other cities are you planning to be in?
Alors, au Crow's Nest Escape avec Michael.
Okay, we'll be in the Crow's Nest from the 27th till the 1st of April. And during that week, she will make two workshops, specialized workshops on needle play, with a large part about hygiene salubrity, because it's very important for the needle. But during the stay, we also will propose a performance. We have some private session, one private session on Shibari. Some people are interesting to have masterpiece, so she will create a masterpiece, one of 300 needles, another one of 500 needles on the back of two people. We are still places available if other people want to attend. And we are also trying to make what we call a French fetish BDSM night with Michael Decroix, where we will propose the people to share with us, to discuss about BDSM, to play in the dungeon of Michael Decroix, and we will offer French food and French wine. So it's a mix between a dinner and a BDSM game.
Sounds lovely.
That's lovely.
Now, I understand that you're opening a space in France. So tell us about what your intentions are in collaborating with the French kink community.
La Storm Home propose un Airbnb BD.
It's a new place. It's a large place, a very big place we have now near Lyon. And we will offer Airbnb BDSM. In part of the location, we will organize evenings around BDSM, around needles. We will invite artists linked with BDSM, of course. And we want to develop all the activities that are linked to what we call BDSM art, because BDSM could be very artistic. People are sometimes afraid about BDSM, but you can create very nice things with BDSM, with some activities of the BDSM, and it's that part of the BDSM we want to promote and we want to offer to the largest number of people possible.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm curious, you know, I understand that there's some legalities around being a BDSM provider in France. Can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges you have in France as a kink provider?
Effectivement, les banques, les systèmes de...
It's clear that she is considered as a sex worker. And as a sex worker, you have a lot of constraints. It's very difficult to open a bank account. For example, the legal status of a sex worker is also not very clear in France. It's better in Belgium, for example, but in France, it's not clear. But if you want to perform, if you want to achieve something great, you have to insist. You have to have a lot of power. And finally, she is possible. She has his own entrepreneur. She created his own company, own entrepreneur. And you have to follow the legal rules because you cannot be outside the laws. It's possible, but it's very, very complex because it's always a very long time to receive the answer, to open account and to do the thing. But if the people want to do it, and if Jan wants to do it, she will do it.
Yes.
That's good. I understand for sure. I'm interested, Diane, you know, you've been doing this a while and you've written books and you teach everywhere. I'm curious how you experience yourself and your own power as a woman and as a sexual creature. How has that evolved for you over time?
Je prends beaucoup plus de temps pour ma vie privée maintenant. J'enlève ma combinaison et mon costume.
Some years ago, she was only working as a sex worker too much, and she has not a nervous breakdown, but a burnout. She experienced a very hard burnout. She started to write her book during the burnout. And now, since that event, she takes more time for her private life, to rest sometime, to also to be a normal woman, to have a normal sexual activity as a woman, not only to be a domina, to be a sex worker. But it was I will not say important, but it's after the burnout that she understood that she has to take rest and she has to also care about her private life and not only about working and working.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So before we let you go, I want you to tell us all the places in the United States that you're planning to visit and teach.
Seattle and Los Angeles.
Yes, we are staying 1 week in Seattle. And after we move to Los Angeles and we will stay 10 days in Los Angeles, in one dungeon in Los Angeles, the dungeon of Justin Cross. We'll stay 5 days in the Justin Cross dungeon, and after we will have 5 days as a kind of vacation for us also. Because if we came to the United States, we'll also need to make a little tourist and to have some time to visit the town.
For sure, yeah, definitely. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you. I hope we get to meet you when you're here.
It'll be a pleasure.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share that we didn't get to that you think is important for our listeners to know?
Juste que je suis ravie et très heureuse.
She is very happy to be able to live from the needle, from the work with the needle. She is very, very happy and very excited to come to the United States and to share with the people in the US her passion with mm-hmm. the needle. And that's it.
Well, that's really lovely, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And we wish you a lovely trip. We hope that you have a really great time and you enjoy the opportunity to share what you've learned with our kinky colleagues. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you so much.
We hope to see you also in Seattle.
That's it for today. If you're interested in kinky relationship coaching, online domination, or if you'd like to sponsor the pod to keep it going, please visit our Patreon website at Lady Petra Playground. You can reach me via email at ladypetraplayground@gmail.com. Our music is composed and performed by Roger Ferguson, who can be found at rogerfergusonmusic.com. Till next time, cheers!